Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The state budget in Albany has been finalized, and I'm assuming you've gotten the numbers that you were looking for from the state. What were your thoughts in terms of what you saw and how that will potentially impact the ability to vote come Tuesday?
Yeah, so we have a special meeting tomorrow, and we got the final numbers from the state, and they didn't fundamentally change the budget picture for Hamburg. So we had a plan in place for 24-25. And what we got from the state Friday night was more or less what we anticipated and doesn't change the plan for us for next year.
What can you tell us, and at least to this extent, what does that finalized budget mean for the Hamburg district going into next year?
So it changes nothing in terms of what we've been talking about in terms of the number of positions that it supports, the fact that our programs aren't going to change as a result of the budget for 24-25. You know, it's still a roughly $84 million budget that hasn't really changed much. So Friday's numbers were, like I said, in line with what we were anticipating. And we're going to move forward the plan that we've had in place for the last month or so.
What about other districts in Western New York here? In your role as president of the Erie Niagara Schools Superintendent Association, what will this budget maybe mean for other districts across the area going forward?
Well, I think what we're seeing play out in real time across the state actually is the legislature and the governor's office grappling with the challenge of allocating aid to schools in a way that appropriately recognizes enrollment in schools. It's dropping in lots of districts across the state, balancing how they distribute aid according to certain student needs, like students with disabilities, mental health needs. Districts who are under stress, you know, because of migrant populations and things like that. How do we account for poverty in the foundation aid formula? You know, changes in property wealth across the state are impacting reimbursement rates and state aid ratios. So what the governor has done here, I think, is put everybody on notice. In fact, she said explicitly she wanted to put everybody on notice that the formula is going to have to change in the future in order to be able to accommodate know the variables that are in the formula a little bit more appropriately. So I think that's what you're seeing happen. And, you know, we're grateful for our delegation here locally, you know, here in Hamburg, Pat Gallivan, John Rivera. We've got two members of the Education Committee, one in the Senate, one in the Assembly, Sean Ryan in the Senate, Bill Conrad in the Assembly Education Committee, who really do a great job of bringing the needs of Western New York school districts to Albany and to the governor's office. So we'll just see how that plays out. It'll take a couple of years, is my guess, for the conversation to really conclude. But we saw the start of that conversation with the governor's proposal in February.
I know that the school board is set to vote on the budget tomorrow, April 23rd. And I know that the public is set to vote on the budget come May 21st. And I'm sure the expectation is the vote will go through. But just hypothetically speaking, whenever there is the instance where maybe a budget doesn't get voted through, what kind of happens and what would that mean for a district going forward?
Typically, if a district is not successful in getting a budget passed, that district would go to what's called a contingency budget. And then you're not able to spend a dollar more in tax than what you collected the year before. And typically in a school district, that would mean, you know, significant staffing cuts because you rely on that 2 or 3 or 4% increase in the levy each year, whatever the levy limit allows. So that would be very problematic for any school district across the state who was forced into that situation.
I know that you've been able to hear from a number of concerned parents and other citizens within Hamburg over the last several weeks with regards to the budget. I mean, if you're willing to, what have been some of the discussions with people that have spoken out with that you've been able to talk with, or what is your continued message for the people of the district going forward here?
Well, it's interesting you ask. We went to 4 different PTSA gatherings just last week alone, me and a few of my board members, and heard people's frustrations, and you know, we certainly appreciate how they feel. We respect their opinions. We've been able to share facts about the budget and really shared productive dialogue together. So, you know, we share the facts and we exchange and just have good conversation about the facts around the budget. And that's really what the conversations have been.
And obviously the hope would be then if, you know, honesty, providing honesty, that kind of stuff would be able to continue to help kind of build the relationship up that much more, right?
I think it really has, yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.